In Georgia, a deadly civil rights uprising overlooked for 50 years was officially commemorated in Augusta today with a state historic marker. See Statura has the story.
51 years ago, some 3,000 black people in Augusta rose up against police brutality after an intellectually disabled teen had been tortured and killed in the county jail. Officials then covered it up. Police killed 6 men that night. Walter Wright, whose brother William Wright Jr. was one of the victims, says this official acknowledgement honors his brother's memory.
That means that my brother's death wasn't in vain, because the movement is still going on today.
Until recently, the cause of the uprising and the police killings had been publicly ignored. The state marker sits in front of the city's municipal building where the uprising began. For NPR News, I'm Cease Tachura in Augusta.
The American Gaming Association says the nation's commercial casinos took in more than $11 billion in the first 3 months of this year as customers continued internet and sports betting amid the coronavirus pandemic. The upbeat report matches the industry's best quarter ever, which it logged back in 2019. Those figures do not include betting at tribal casinos. Stocks finished lower on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq dropped 12 points. The S&P lost 36 points. This is NPR.
It's All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, the family of Andrew Brown Jr. gained access to more body cam footage of when deputies fatally shot him while serving a warrant. Before today, they'd only seen one short clip. We'll have that story for you next on All Things Considered. And speaking of betting, Coloradans placed $2 billion on sports betting in the last year. Wagering got off to a slow start because of the pandemic. It forced major sports events to cancel or postpone. But betting hit a high in January as $326 million were wagered. Nearly all the sports betting in Colorado, 98% of it, is done online. It is 36 degrees in Denver, Colorado Springs at 38. You're listening to CPR News.